Want a recipe for success? Step one, visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. Step two, click on my link to browse OCD Training School's amazing course catalog. Step three, enroll. And step four, enjoy learning. With no added cost to you, you can support the OCD family community while grabbing some continuing education or learning how to bridge yourself to self-help strategies for OCD. Again, that's OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. And use my special link to sign up today. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the OCD Family Podcast for day 4 of 5, where we are catching up at the water cooler. Just a quick reminder, even though I'm a licensed therapist, this is not therapy. It's not a consultation. It's not an evaluation. It's just the fam hanging out and talking today about what if I don't actually have OCD? This is a question that so many folks with OCD wrestle with, sometimes constantly. And the doubt about the diagnosis, it can be a real mind bender. Even after a formal diagnosis, many people start to obsess over whether it was correct, whether they were faking it. Did they fool the practitioner? Were they just looking for attention? Here's the thing. The what if doubt? It's part of the OCD. In fact, it is the OCD. And for many, it becomes another obsession. One that triggers the compulsion to endlessly research, confess, seek reassurance, or try to test whether their thoughts are really intrusive. Now, if you're a loved one, this can be really tough to witness. You might want to reassure them, of course you have OCD, look what you've been through. But here's the tricky part. Reassurance can feed the OCD cycle, even when it comes from a place of love. So instead of reassuring, what can we do as family members? Well, you can say something like, boo, I hear how scary and real this feels. I believe in your strength and I trust you and your treatment team to help guide you through it. Your job isn't to solve the doubt, but to stand beside them in it. And that is powerful. Also, if you're the one struggling with this question, you're not alone. Doubting the diagnosis doesn't disqualify the diagnosis. In fact, it's pretty textbook OCD. It's okay to bring up this fear with your therapist or treatment team. Let them help you sit with it rather than solve it. And before we go, just a gentle reminder, being uncertain or having doubt doesn't mean that you're not valid. And support doesn't mean solving. It means staying connected, even in the discomfort. And when discomfort gets real high for us as support folks, it's a great time to reach out for our own support, be it a friend, another family member, your own therapist. This entire podcast was born out of helping a family member, a loved one, as they battled with their loved one's OCD. You're not alone, and it's okay to get support. What do you do if you don't have a therapist? Well, there are a number of books by many of my friends and colleagues, but I've also found that when you're trying to manage this diagnosis, sometimes people don't have the mental space or margin to dig into even a really helpful book. So finding online support groups, whether it's through the International OCD Foundation, ICBT.online, or NOCD, a virtual exposure and response prevention therapy provider, which is a specific evidence-based practice for OCD. What I really like about them is you can download their app, whether you are getting services through them or not, and you can join the chatter with the online community. But also, I'm going to link some information about online family support groups. We've talked about them a couple water cooler chats thus far, but there are a lot of free or very low cost supports available. None of them are a replacement for therapy, but if you're trying to build an understanding and looking to feel less alone, these spaces often share coping strategies, ideas for reducing reassurance, and empowering our warriors. So you can check out those resources and more over at OCDFamilyPodcast.com on this episode's blog. And then I'll see you tomorrow for our last 5 for 5 water cooler chats, and then every Friday following. And thanks for joining us again here at the water cooler. Therapists, are your clients struggling with disgust-based contamination OCD? Have you tried upgrading your ERP with the Mastery approach? Visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses and click on my link because I've got just the training for you. At OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses, you can check out OCD Training School's entire catalog of courses, including Rich Gallagher's course, Treating Contamination OCD. Where else can you build mastery over disgust-based triggers while supporting the fam at no extra cost to you? It's a win-win at OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses.